It is not an exaggeration to say that almost every African who loves music knows the name Youssou N'Dour. In fact, in 2004, Rolling Stone referred to N'Dour as perhaps the most famous African singer alive. For more than 30 years, the Senegalese artist has fused musical sounds and textures from Africa and the West with a voice that's been described as liquid silver. Here in the U.S., many fans were first exposed to Youssou N'Dour when he collaborated with Peter Gabriel on the hit In Your Eyes. Youssou N'Dour is in the U.S. now for a national concert tour. We caught up with him in New York, and he was kind enough to talk to us. Welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So we just heard that little bit of you on Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes, which helped you gain some new fans here in the U.S., I'm sure. Is it your desire to bridge the divide between Africa and the West, or is that just a happy byproduct of what interests you musically?
Yeah, I think really, you know, the Peter Gabriel, you know, connection was interesting for me, I hope also for him. But it's the connection to make, you know, largest public, especially here, to listen a little bit of my voice, a little bit of my sound. And, yeah, was very important for me. And it's kind of big door for my career, you know, for the large public.
Tell me about your new album. It's called Roku Mi Roka.
Yeah.
And which I think translates to give and take. And first of all, what language is that in?
Yeah, it's the language of this new album is Tukular, the north language, you know. I think the second language in Senegal. Yeah, this album encounters music, the roots of reggae, Cuban music, also, blues music, left Africa a long time ago. And the idea was to try to recreate all these things happening long time ago. And this is really the idea of this album. And the content is about, you know, simple story happening in the countryside, especially happening like in the north of Senegal, the border of Mauritania and Mali. Yeah, that's really the content of this album.
One of the songs I wanted to hear a little bit of is called Tuki. Is that right?
Tuki, yeah.
Tuki?
Yeah.
Or Travels. And it talks about taking the time to see a bit of the world and then bringing that knowledge back home. Let's play a little bit and then we'll talk about it.
I tell people, you know, immigration or all these political things happening about traveling. Traveling is beautiful, is great. You can travel in your mind and, you know, you can see how beautiful are, you know, the world and the different part of the world is. Yes, beautiful.
There are just some lovely, lovely ideas in this song, and you know, I will admit I am reading the translation, but it says, taking time to travel for knowledge, bring back what you've learned. You'll learn about another way of life. When you travel, you can experience even the slow-flying butterfly can sometimes fly to Europe, how fun it is to travel.
The message is clear. Like everywhere, traveling is beautiful, is great.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Senegalese singing sensation Youssou N'Dour. He's currently in the U.S. on a national concert tour. Mm-hmm. And speaking of traveling, apart from being a Grammy-winning musician, being labeled African Artist of the Century, it seems like a big that's a big burden to carry. But you're also a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF, focusing on the fight against malaria and poverty. Talk to me about that, if you would.
Yeah, I think really music is power. Music is a language, maybe. For me, the first language, we can use it to develop a lot of, you know, justice around the world. We can use it to tell people how important something like, you know, fights against malaria, rights for kids, emancipation for women, human rights. And, you know, I use my music to deliver message, justice, you know, to people. I think it's more quicker to get people and to influence people to be maybe even they are minority, but they change, you know, what they think.
You think people really listen, or do you think they just want to hear your music?
Yeah, I think, you know, both of the, you know, a lot of people doesn't, you know, they really listen to music, dance to music. But even if they are, you know, the minority, it's important for me. You know, I use my music to deliver message.
We're seeing a lot of political activism by musicians these days, like Bono from mm-hmm. U2, who's met with the G8 leaders about the issue of the debt in Africa. Do you feel that musicians now are called not just to use their art to attract attention to a message, but to engage directly with political leaders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think really, you know, there's a, you know, lot of opportunity for people who have face-to-face to talk to the leaders. I think a lot of opportunity to tell them what you think, to bring them the message. And I have a chance for Africa to be with Bono in G8, to talk to the leaders about Africa, talk to them, convert them to do more to equilibrate the situation around the world. I think it's very important and doesn't mean anything to try to get a better world.
And, you know, sometimes people don't always appreciate everybody's involvement in this kind of activism. I remember your appearance in a Live 8 concert. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, some people were mm-hmm. critical. They thought that you were put in roles that were tokenist or exploitative of your fame. And there's some similar grumbling around mm-hmm. your appearance in the film Amazing Grace, where you played the African, you know, abolitionist. Does that ever concern you, or do you think that that's just people hating?
Yeah, I think really, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult, but what I think is I need more. I think, you know, I share personally the role of playing for Africa, bringing the image of Africa. And sometimes it's happening difficult. Life Aid was difficult, you know, celebrate in Africa, doesn't invite a lot of African artists, you know, I denounce it.
At least not on the main stage. I mean, you were one of the featured performers, but there were other artists, but there were secondary sort of satellite stages around the world. And I think you were the only person who was really given a showcase, is, I think, the argument, the criticism.
I think it's difficult. You know, I told them, you know, it's something like that is not going to be happening again, because some situation you can use it to do something really great. Even TV need to have a rock star or something, people, very popular artists. We can use this opportunity to bring people together.
Speaking about the question of engaging with political leaders, there's some interesting news out of Senegal right now. The government has released 4 journalists who were accused of offending the president, which raised concerns about freedom of expression. Is this ever a concern for you as an artist? Do you ever find yourself having to concern yourself about the content of your music out of concern about repercussions?
Yeah, I think this is very important. People, like in Senegal, we is a country, more things happening because it's a democratical country before all this government are in the place. And sometimes something really happened between the freedom and, you know, what the government think about it. I think we still really having vigilance about, you know, what's going to happen. And I think people also, a lot of people are supporting to keep the democracy things. And this is why even something happened between the government and the journalists, you know, the next day people can talk about it and release the journalists. And, you know, I think it's really good democracy to know even, sometimes they do something more difficult, the government. I didn't see any reason to bring 4 journalists to prison. I don't know why.
On your latest album, Give and Take, the first track, 4444, I'm not sure if I'd call it political. Maybe, what would you call it? Nationalist? Kind of a nationalist?
Yeah, I think it's nationalist. It's really not political. You know, it's celebration, the nation. Yes.
What inspired you to do this song
because,
now?
Because 44 years after Senegal have this celebration happening April 4, 2004, 44 years inspired me to create this rhythm and this melody happening 3 years ago now. And I feel, because of what I'm talking about on this album is happening in the north of Senegal, I have a song who create relation between all the part of the country to celebrate the national ones.
It's sort of a celebration of national unity. Hey, let's play a little bit of it. So were you thinking what were you thinking? Were you thinking national anthem? Were you thinking big family reunion?
No, I'm thinking about national things. You know, people think about the nation, about the power of the culture, everything.
And I wanted to mention that you are multilingual and you speak English, as people can tell, obviously, and French and Wolof, which is, I believe, your traditional language. And do the lyrics feel differently or do they mean something different depending on what language you're in? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you experience the words differently depending on what language you're singing in?
Yeah, I think really it's really important. I don't think, what I'm talking about in Wolof is going to be meaning something for in English. If I was singing in English, and people are going to get, difficulties to know exactly what I'm talking about. I think language, create the content, create also the environment, what you're talking about.
You do switch languages, though, on the album. Are you just making the rest of us feel bad who can't speak four languages like you can? Or
Yes, I think, I'm better in Wolof, my main language, but I'm really into sing about the other language also.
The collaboration, though, goes both ways. I mean, you've collaborated with, a number of stars in the West that I think many people would know, names like, Peter Gabriel, of course, Annie Lennox, Sting, and Paul Simon. But by far, your biggest hit, I think, has been 7 Seconds.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Yeah, a long time ago. I met Nana doing the Mandela show, and she was talking about, doing something with me. And
Nina
we decided, Nina Cherry. And after that, one day, someone who are between us and do the best she can to bring us together. And we come in here in New York, I remember 1993, and doing the record, without the record company, doing the song just because we were thinking about music. And then after that, people realized it was, a magical song.
I think we have to play some of it. I still have to ask. It's a lovely song, and people love it. But did you feel like sort of an imposter singing in English, like you were playing somebody else?
Yes, I think this song is magical. It's something really different. It's something really special. Yeah. Sometimes it's better if you talking to the people English speaker, to sing in English because people get the message directly, and the example is 7 Seconds.
And, of course, you returned the favor. You've gone back to your connection with Nina Cherry on your latest album, and you've got a track, Wake Up. It's Africa Calling.
Africa Calling is really totally different than 7 Seconds. It's a song about, the face of Africa people didn't know here. And it's the way also we play the song and we record the song is really more African than 7 Seconds. It's really something different. But every time I have the opportunity to do something with Nana, it's a big pleasure for me.
Because? How come? Why do you think you all work so well together?
Yeah, because, I think she focus on, what's happening in Africa because one part of her are Africans And also, I'm also the one who try to be the link between Africa and the rest of the world. We have, you know, this connection, and her voice and humanity make me really close to what Nana Nkan.
Let's play a little bit of it.
Pay attention to me, my name is Nana C. It's my history, the African in me. Since before I could read, my brain fit to feed. Had my feet on the ground for my Fulani C.
Wake up, good morning. This is Dakar calling. L'Afrique est en ligne. This is Senegal calling. Wake up, good morning. This is Dakar calling. Youssou est en ligne. This is Africa calling.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
You like what you heard? I read in an interview with you once where you said it kind of makes you crazy that in the West people want to hear like the traditional African sound or whatever. You know, they want to hear traditional sounds. They want to hear you speak in your language. They want to hear. But back home, they want to hear what? Techno? They want to hear a lot of, you know, amplification. They want to hear a more Western sound. Is it still that way, or have you kind of gotten people around to your way of thinking that you can do both?
Yeah, but in the same time, they really want African expression. Even they need more electrical sound, you know, keyboard, electrical guitar, drums. But they really prefer the African expression. And it makes me crazy. And here, I think people are waiting for something more real, more traditional. And yeah, I can do both, but it makes me just crazy.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Usu Endura's new album is called Roku Miroka, or Give and Take.
Yes.
It's in the stores now. Hopefully you can catch him on his North American tour through December 5th. We caught up with him in New York. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.